Right, this special city council meeting for Tuesday, August 25th will now come to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Vest?
Yes. Here.
Councilmember Combs?
Here.
Councilmember DeVries?
Here.
Councilmember Irving?
Here.
Councilmember Hansen?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Here.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
There is a quorum. And Mayor, the attorney is on the line as well.
All right. Councilmember Irving, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item is audience participation, a time for anyone that would like to come forward and address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you are representing a group. Audience participation is now open. Please sign in and state your name for the record.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. Follow the public process and the public public process done appropriate decision made by the governing body is more like in the public interest. First, I'd like to note, I've mentioned before, I have been comparing how you're doing the hiring process with city manager in comparison to the way the city of Wasilla is doing the hiring process for the clerk. I'd like to commend you again. In comparison, you are much more transparent. I appreciate that for the public to see. The applicants, people know who the applicants are. The applications are there. They're readily available. Unfortunately, that is not the case for the city of Wasilla. They hired a clerk last night. I'd like to go into details, but there's not enough time to say, but it's really a tragedy to see such a lack of transparency in the city of Wasilla. They also seem not to understand what executive sessions are. And you can't decide things in back doors of executive sessions, and they did that during the hiring process. So if you decide on whoever you hire, you need to make those decisions in the open, not behind closed doors. And a couple of those meetings of executive sessions were done that way. I'd like to also notice that the agenda that's coming up after this for the next meeting, I am concerned that you have a couple items there where the audience participation happens, but then you have, before that, let's see if I got this right, confirmation appointment of election officials for the city of Palmer, those kind of things, you would think that you would place these items afterwards. You decide on that before the public speaks. You give a chance on the public if they have anything to say on those items, particularly appointment of reflecting election officials. And then the last footnote, great clock. I caught the word that the borough mayor vetoes, I don't know if you saw the news. He said a lack of public process, and I was president of the hearings, and it strictly was excise tax, and it wasn't clear exactly, and I agree with him there. But the fact is, I said in my statement that if you're going to deal with budget, certification of election, those are two most important things. But on budget, there should be two public hearings. And here they had excise tax, they only had one public hearing. This could easily have been remedied by having two public hearings, and then people were more likely to caught it. But I do appreciate the idea that more clarity in the writing of legislation is the way to go, so people know what the subject is. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else who would like to come forward to address the council? Seeing no one additional come forward, the public hearing the audience participation is now closed. And that brings us to the new business, which is will be the committee of the whole, after which we might take action, city council appointment of interim city manager. Do we have a motion to move into the committee of the whole?
So moved.
Second.
We have a made and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying.
Voice.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. And so I put this on the agenda and had this special meeting because up until now, we talked about hiring a new city manager, but we had not set some of the dates for interview and so on. And since we're bumping up against fair time, the interviews are getting pushed back just a little bit more till at least the second week of September. We have potentially, depending on how long it takes for that person to give notice, we could be without a city manager for 6 weeks, 2 months, maybe longer if we go out again or have a call back on a city manager interviews. So I thought it would be a good idea just to discuss what we want to do in the interim. And so I'm going to go ahead and open this up, and I don't have any specific thoughts or direction other than I'd like to hear from the council on what they're thinking at this point. And I do know that a number of the directors have said they just aren't, they just don't have the time to do it. I know Esther's working on budget. Sandy Garley is, correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that absolutely is not, at this point, have enough time to take on that role. And so, I just wanted to have this discussion here at the table. So I don't know if anyone has any thoughts on this, but I'd like to hear from people.
Madam Mayor.
Hoffman will call.
I've given this some thought since I saw that it was going to be on the agenda. And I feel that, we need to have a process in place and that this would be a good time to put that, together, put our thoughts together and know exactly what we're going to follow. Personally, and I know that our excellent directors are very busy, but I personally don't feel like we have to be in a rush for an interim manager. If, for me personally, I'm thinking 30 to 45 days is something that's doable. I know that by code we have to have someone that's named the acting manager, but we have an absolutely excellent staff. And other than, any particular problems coming up, that would just be a quieter time, in my opinion. I think it sounds, if we look like we're rushing to appoint or look for an interim city manager, I think it might send a somewhat negative message to the public and to for those folks we're going to be interviewing, for that matter, I'd like to see us show, I guess, our faith in the process and the staffing and the organization that we already have. But certainly, if it's going to go beyond a certain amount, and let's set that date. Let's set it at, 45 days or 6 weeks or something like that. Certainly that's not doable. And I do know that our staff is, they're all working very, very hard. They've all taken on extra duties over the last few years. So we could maybe even, give some direction as to, no new projects or whatever coming online or whatever during that period of time. But that's kind of what I've been thinking, and I'm interested in hearing what the rest of the council is thinking. I appreciate you bringing this to us for discussion, Madam Mayor.
I want to also make note that if one of the staff members becomes acting city manager, there is a pay difference between an interim manager and an acting city manager. So, why anyone would become just an acting city manager for just, maybe we want to think about compensating them for being an interim. So anyway, I don't know if we have staff members that anyone's thinking of. We basically have the four directors sitting here, so what's kind of, if that's our possibilities, I guess.
Your Honor.
Councilmember Breeze.
Thank you. I was wondering if maybe the clerk or the attorney could tell us what's the difference between an acting city manager and an interim city manager. Is there a difference in our code? Are we mandated to do one and not the other? Or I could have some clarification. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Gatti?
Madam Mayor, thank you. Councilmember DeBreeze, that's a good question. And I don't believe there's anything in the code presently related to the appointment of an interim manager. I think that probably would be inherent in the powers of the council to handle the matters affecting the city. There is provision in the code for an acting manager to be appointed, and that acting manager typically is recruited from the ranks of the department directors. There's also, as I understand it, and I haven't looked at this in a while, so it's off the top of my head, but I think there's a 10% pay differential for the acting manager. And if you were to hire an interim manager, which would be basically someone that would be under a temporary contract to run the city, the management obligations of the city, that would be a salary that would be determined by the council.
Clarify for you, Councilman?
Yes, it did. And with that definition, then I would agree with what Councilman Combs said, that acting to me would be fine for this period of time. And then, because if we go to an interim city manager, then do we need to advertise, or is just whoever somebody wants to bring up or whatever? But what I understood the attorney to say, that with the acting, we could make it one of the directors, and that we're just setting code for them to get the additional compensation, which I'm sure Alice would be sure that we did, and the clerk would be sure that we did. So I guess that's where I'm at. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I'd like to ask Finance Director, would you come forward and just tell us the difference in the pay, how that would be? Or at least as you understand, it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the clerk's looking for the language right now.
Mayor and Council, if you appoint an acting city manager, an acting for the first 2 weeks does not get a pay increase. But after that, they only get a 10% pay increase. However, if you appoint someone as an interim, then it's my understanding that you determine what the salary will be.
Okay.
Any questions?
Madam Mayor?
Just the Councilmember Hansen, then Councilmember Best.
Well, I looked up interim in our code and never found any reference to interim at all. So where's the interpretation of the interim as a negotiable? Is it outside the organization and an acting is within the organization?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh. Madam Mayor, I can help with that if you'd like.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Gatti.
Thank you, Councilmember Hansen. I think that's perfectly correct. There is no reference to an interim manager in the code. However, I think that as part of your inherent authority as a city council, you could appoint someone to act in the place of the manager for a temporary period, and you would have an AM or a resolution or something like that to accomplish that objective based on whatever terms and conditions and salary that you would like to apply to that if you were inclined to appoint an interim. And I think in the past this has been done before my time. I think that Don Moore acted as an interim for a period of time. I don't know exactly how the council accomplished that, but it's correct. There is no code provision addressing the interim manager slot.
And I understand that Doug was acted as interim for I guess, acting as interim for 6 months. I guess we maybe before we had.
I think he was brought on as a temporary. Maybe that's how it was accomplished. We could go back and look at the materials. But sorry for interrupting, Madam Mayor, without getting called on. I think that Mr. Griffin was designated a temporary employee while some PERS issues were being resolved.
Councilor Best?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So that answered the question of interim, whether it's in the code anywhere. But the information that was provided to us kind of alluded that acting was designated somewhere about it not kicking in for 2 weeks and 10% and all that kind of stuff. Where is that in our language? Is it a personnel code issue or something?
We're looking for it right now. Got it. So thank you. I think so. It says acting city manager, acting city clerk, beginning on the 15th calendar day, the employee shall receive a 10% increase of the acting employee's regular rate of pay and acting status. So, whether it's called interim or temporary, I guess maybe that's the difference in what we've had talked about with Manager Griffin. So,
Madam Mayor,
if the goal is to have an acting city manager, then I think the council needs to designate that person so we have someone that can do the duties of the manager. Councilmember Carrington.
I think, at least time-wise, I mean, it seems like it's going to take probably a couple months by the time we get some interviews in, and then people have a month to move or whatever. But anyway, I guess I would suggest, as far as if someone to appoint, that I think Mr. Healy is probably beyond qualified. He's been in many positions in the city as well as others.
Madam Mayor?
Councilor Best.
Before we start throwing some of the directors' names around, could we ask the directors if there was any of them that maybe is having to go out of state or have vacations planned, or for whatever reason they don't feel that they would be available to be considered for this discussion?
I guess can I see a show of hands of directors that would like to be in the running for the acting city manager? Well, I mean, yes, please. And I don't think, well, go ahead.
Mayor and Council, I just want to say that I do not want to be considered. I have a budget, and I have a lot on my plate right now. However, whoever you choose, I will support, and I will welcome them in part of the presentation of the budget. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and the members of the council. I also want to let you know that I'm not interested in that position or interim or acting. I think that that is a position that you need to all feel comfortable and feel that you have the trust and that it works both ways. And I just really feel like right now I'm not the right person for you. And so hopefully, like Esther, you will make a good choice. And whoever you choose, I would be glad to work with. And that goes not just for the interim or the acting, but when you finally select a manager, it's always been my pleasure to work with whoever you've appointed. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have no vacation plans as far as that goes, so to answer council members' question, that is my response to that. I think the selection on the manager is a council decision that is out there, and how much time that takes is an open question at this point. But anyway, if required, I could serve as an interim position.
What about acting? That's the position.
Well, I mean, the code talks of acting city manager, acting clerk, and has some specific provisions regarding that. I'm not sure, beginning the 15th calendar day, the employee... Okay, so there's 2 weeks, then you get a 10% increase. I think that's I'm never one to argue about money, really. I mean, that would be okay. I think it's probably more work than that compensation would be, but that's just my observation. Thanks.
Mayor and Council, I also have no vacation plans. I'm at the Council's disposal. I don't know if I would be the Council's first choice, but if need be, I won't leave the city hanging if I'm the one that draws the straw. My concerns would be my level of experience at this type of government, and based on the fact that a lot of what's going on in the city right now doesn't seem to be police-related. Nevertheless, if asked, I'll serve. So that's about that.
Councilor Hanson.
Well, first of all, I certainly do not wish at this time to go outside the organization to fill an acting or interim city manager. And so for that reason, I believe that Mr. Healy was our city manager for 7 or 8 years. He's got adequate experience. He's got great knowledge of the city. I'm just hoping that 10% is enough to retain him for what I hope is a 6-week period and no longer than that.
No, I don't think we'll come out of committee the whole time. Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Councilor Combs.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all the directors for their candor. I expected nothing less. As I said, I know we have excellent staff. And one of my reasonings for my earlier statements was I was thinking in terms of things that would be less disruptive, in my opinion, to the day-to-day workings of the city. I don't care what other people think. I think we work pretty well. We're charging along reasonably well. And to bring someone completely new, personality-wise and otherwise, into the mix wouldn't be disastrous, but it would be maybe not as comfortable, and might end up delaying some things. I appreciate your candor and I appreciate Mr. Healy's willingness, and I'll be supporting what Councilmember Hanson just said.
Councilor Irby.
Your Honor, there's nothing in our code that is preventing us from giving a bonus of in addition to the 10% if we feel that that 10% increase isn't fair compensation for the job that the individual is doing, is there?
Please come forward if Ms. Green.
Mayor and Council, being the finance director, I know where everybody's salaries is, and I just want to let you know in your choice, I think the bonus would be a good way, because I don't think that Mr. Healy's salary will be raised adequately. But if you want further information, I'd be happy to do that, I guess, confidentially. But that's, as a finance director, I'm telling you that I don't think that would happen.
Anything else?
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Biss.
I would actually be proposing more of a 15% increase for Mr. Healy if we choose him to be the interim city manager and have it effective immediately upon his beginning of the duties. I would also ask that we maybe think about also placing a personnel control device of sorts, saying that hiring, firing, and increases will be frozen until the new city manager is in place.
I'm sorry, personnel control device of what?
That there would be no hiring, firing, or increases of personnel salaries until the new city manager would be in place.
Well, I think that that's, well, I don't know if there's any thoughts on that. If everyone's got their evaluations and all those things, I'm not sure if the interim would come in and do a, you know, plans of doing a wholesale clean out or anything.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Mr. Yeti.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. A couple of things. One, whatever salary you pay the acting manager is up to you. But the ordinance says 10% right now, and so there may need to be some procedural device to accomplish the objective to increase to the 15 or whatever other number you'd like to get to. That's up to you. The process just needs to be followed. Secondly, Mr. Best has suggested sort of a moratorium on personnel actions, which is fine, except that sometimes there could be some items that the acting city manager might have to deal with from a personnel perspective, and there are procedures in the personnel code to deal with that. So I just call that out as you deliberate on the question of a moratorium on certain aspects of personnel issues.
So is that the idea behind the interim city manager, as opposed to if we called it an interim or a temporary, then it can be a 15%, and if it's acting, it's 10%. Is that right, Mike?
Well, maybe that's sort of the way to deal with it. It may be that to provide, and hopefully you don't have to deal with this too often, but to provide flexibility to council if they want to review this and use someone in-house, but maybe raise the compensation a little bit. Maybe the ordinance should be revised to address that, because the ordinance actually addresses temporary and acting, and it talks about temporary positions, which would be a change in classification to the position itself. And the acting position is somebody who's already in a position but is assigned additional tasks in addition to their regular duties, but then they would get a 10% pay differential as a result of that assignment of additional duties. So to pay a little bit more, you'd either need to amend the existing ordinance or appoint an acting manager from in-house staff through some kind of procedural mechanism and address the pay differential, and it might be a non-code ordinance or something like that that says, notwithstanding the provisions of the Title IV section, there's a 15% pay differential, and that gives you the backup for accomplishing your objective.
So, I guess the question is, are we ready to come out of the committee of the whole and take action, or is there further discussion?
I've got an additional question. I know there's nothing in our code about interim, but is there any legal requirement from PERS or anything like that we have to announce and this position if we hire an interim as opposed to appoint an acting?
Well, I think, Madam Mayor.
Yeah, Mr. Getty.
If it's a temporary, and I think maybe there's been a misnomer to identify a manager from outside of the organization as an interim manager, it would really be a temporary position as manager. And that's how I believe it. I'd have to double check with personnel, but I believe that's how it's been structured in the past. Someone has been brought on as a temporary employee. And when you're brought on as a temporary employee, as long as you meet the statutory definitions for that, it doesn't implicate a PERS requirement. Now, if there's more salary that goes into the mix of PERS, if there's an increased salary requirement, that's going to go into your PERS information. So there would be an effect from that perspective.
So I would say that answered your question.
Okay, so I don't know that we have anything else to discuss. I think we're probably ready to come out of the committee of the whole unless someone else has something to add.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best.
Could we split one more hair?
Oh, why not, Richard?
I guess this question would be for Mike then. So if we were to go along with the acting where it says 10%, and then utilize the vehicle that Mr. Irby had suggested of a bonus and say also include a 5% bonus over that time frame that will be paid afterwards, would there be problems with that?
The only thing that I would suggest is the ordinance says 10%. To raise it to 15%, may require some ordinance revision if you assign someone to an acting position. As far as a bonus outside of that, I'd need to, Councilmember Best, I'd need to think about that a minute and consult with finance. Excuse me, because this bonus business probably needs a little bit of examination. So I don't know that I could answer that question specifically tonight, but if you wanted to assign a 15% instead of a 10%, you could use the vehicle of a non-code ordinance to appoint Mr. Healy as the acting manager, but then say, notwithstanding the provisions of the Title IV provision at 10%, Mr. Healy is given a 15% or whatever differential the council in its discretion decides to assign for the period of time he serves as the acting city manager. And that way you don't amend the code to have 15% or a higher number inserted in the code. You just say, notwithstanding that provision for this particular instance, there's a 15%. And then that avoids the question of, okay, well, how do you go about assigning a bonus if there isn't really a provision in the personnel regulations to accomplish that, or how does that all work? And so I guess I'd need to consult with finance to see how that would operate. But I think the cleanest way to do it is just say notwithstanding, have a notwithstanding ordinance, and appoint Mr. Healy through an ordinance as the acting and with whatever pay differentials you feel is appropriate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we could do that and make it retroactive, or, I mean, like obviously you can't do it tonight.
No. Well, You have 2 weeks before the acting even kicks in under the ordinance.
Notwithstanding, though.
Right. And so if you did that, we'd need to do it pretty quick, and maybe there's a special meeting that's necessary for that one purpose to do it. I don't know. That's up to the mayor and the council and the clerk. But I think that's what you'd need to do. And I think Mr. Hannon is still there for about another week and a half. And so the clerk can advise you on the notice requirements for that and to see when that could be accomplished.
Regarding a special meeting, I couldn't put one together at this time. But, Mike, just a question. Couldn't the council appoint tonight, go with what the code provision says, and then at a meeting coming up soon, whenever that is, because the next regular meeting isn't until September 22nd, but they could adopt a non-code ordinance, as you suggested, and then it could have a retroactive date, like we've talked about before, and accomplish what the council is would like to accomplish tonight, but go ahead and make the appointment tonight.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good suggestion. That's appropriate.
Okay. Oh, Madam. Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you. For suggestion, just for the code change that we may make, maybe the code change for the future meeting, and I know we can't make it tonight, would be 10% or as the council directs or something like that. So we, you know, or set by the council or something, so we don't have this problem again. And that would give the future councils the latitude to be able to do bonuses or, you know, whatever. So when you're drafting, thank you.
And I think that's, I guess one thing I want to add to that, though, is if we have a acting, sometimes a manager just, if the manager in place will just say this is the acting city manager and they might be here for 6 weeks, so without the council really getting involved except for occasions like this. So every time we have an acting city manager, it doesn't always come to council. It just gets noted. So I'm just saying that as we work on that, to keep that part in mind as we're writing the code.
Right. I think that's why the 10 days is probably in there, because, you know, if the manager is gone for a week and appoints as acting, then there is no pay because of the 2 weeks. So I think that's probably why the 2 weeks is in the ordinance. So I wasn't talking about changing that.
Okay. So, Mike, you are clear on?
Yes, I think so. And I also, just, Madam Mayor, if I may, one additional hair-splitting point. And sometimes there's not a council appointment for an actor. There might be somebody as the acting public works director or something like that. So there may be some additional wordsmithing for this ordinance to try and accomplish what the council is interested in seeing.
And since you brought up public works director, so we'll, I guess we don't do it internally, but if we have an acting city manager, we're going to need an acting public works director. So I guess we'll probably have somebody in public works that'll move into that position. So anyway. Yeah, that'll be internally and up to the, unless we put a PC, what was it, a PCD, a personnel control device in place. All right. Mr. Healy.
Is it?
Just so you know, if this is your selection tonight or whenever you want to make this selection, I think the proposal from the clerk is reasonable. I don't, you know, time is always of the essence in these things, and the city needs to move along. And I don't, as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to get this hung up on 15% or 10%. You know, at this point, the 10% is fine. It complies with the code, and we can move on if that's the decision. It's okay with me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and come out of the committee of the whole, and we have someone that wants to list off the action that we've discussed. So we have a motion. Yes, Mr. Hamm. Yeah, I said, well, come on with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, would you like to
sure.
Do you have a summary of what we talked about, do you think, generally?
I have a summary.
Of what the action, yeah, so we can, so someone can hear that and make the motion.
Okay. It sounds to me like the council would like to appoint Tom Healy as the acting city manager. There's not an ending time frame, so I'm sure at some point the council will revisit that as time moves on. And following the provisions in code with the intent of coming back with a non-code ordinance at a later date addressing the pay issue, and then at a later date a code ordinance addressing that provision as well.
All right. So moved, Your Honor. All right. Thank you very much. Second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Further discussion?
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best.
I would like to offer an amendment just for clarity. The amendment would be after stated acting city manager until the new city manager is hired, because I don't want to give a false impression to those that are in process that we are hiring somebody potentially to become the full-time city manager.
Well, if they can't figure that out, I mean, I don't know. I guess my thought is that what then becomes the hiring date? Is it the day we hire them or the day that they come to the city? I mean, I don't know. We can put that in there if we want to, but it seems like it seems kind of self-explanatory to me. So you'd like to make that as an amendment?
Yes.
Do we have a second? All right. Without a second, we'll move on to the main motion as stated and seconded. Any other discussion?
Yeah.
Councilor Hanson.
The only thing I think out of fairness with the forthcoming ordinance is this provision that it doesn't become active for the first 2 weeks. Obviously, he's starting the job, and he, in good faith, is willing to take that job. And I do think that needs to be for our future correction. It needs to be a part of that the pay is retroactive to actually the first when he assumes the acting city manager job.
The first day? Yeah, okay. Do you get that, Mike?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
So that... Is that amendment or is that, that needs? I think that's just kind of general discussion. Okay. The attorney has that. Back to the main motion. Then, Madam Clerk, would you like to call the roll for that vote?
Councilmember Best.
Yes.
Councilmember Combs.
Yes.
Councilmember DeReese.
Yes.
Councilmember Irby.
Yes.
Councilmember Hanson.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington.
Yes.
Mayor Johnson.
Yes.
Motion passed.
All right. The motion has passed unanimously to appoint Tom Healy as the acting city manager at this time. And that was the purpose of this meeting, and with no further business before the council, meeting is adjourned.
I'm not sure who just left.
This regular City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 25th will now come to order. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best?
Here.
Councilmember Combs?
Here.
Councilmember DeReese?
Here.
Councilmember Irby?
Here.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Here.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
There's a quorum. Mayor, for the record, the attorney is also on the line.
All right, very good. Thank you. Councilmember Hansen, can you make us a pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is our approval of the agenda, which includes the approval of the consent agenda and minutes for August 11, 2015 special meeting and August 11, 2015 regular meeting.
So move, Your Honor.
Okay. Are there any, is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. And do we have any amendments, corrections, deletions of the minutes? All right, Madam Clerk, would you please read the consent agenda in the record and then call the roll for a roll call vote?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Resolution number 15-017, confirming the appointment of election officials for the City of Palmer regular election on Tuesday, October 6, 2015. And action memorandum 15-082, authorize a donation of a folding machine to Matsu for Children and Adult Services, Inc. Roll call vote, Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeRees?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We have done no one listed under communication of appearance requests, but if you're here to speak to the council, you can come up under our audience participation and have 5 minutes plus. Our next items are reports, starting with the city manager's report.
Mayor and council, tonight it's just a very brief one as we make the transition. My time over the last 2 weeks has been working on 2 items. One is getting all the evaluations of the department directors completed, taking the assignments that have still been kind of hanging out here and passing them off to other staff. So the evaluations will be complete by tomorrow. The other part is, and I think there's some people here in the public to speak to, is the land and water conservation grant. So in front of you and electronically you received it, there is just a memorandum from me to you for my last update on the land and water and the copper root purchase. Basically where we're at on that is that the land and water, I've completed the application. I just need, or the city needs, the council's go ahead to submit the final application. If you remember, we received the first a little over 80,000 towards the $170,000 purchase. We have also, we submitted a $10,000 grant to the Matsu Trails Foundation. This was a letter of intent. They have now responded and invited us to submit a final. They screened the candidates that came in for that, and we've been invited to turn in a final application for the $10,000. In your letter is a time frame about there, and it's fairly quickly. I think it's about 60 days that they'll make a decision on that, and I've completed that application pending on what the council does, or I would hand this off to Sandra Garland. Of course, the interim can take on to this too and do what you would like. And then the final part is the Wells Fargo Foundation. We met their deadlines. We got, and this is for $80,000, so this would be the balance of the whole purchase price. And Wells Fargo locally has, the two branches have made a recommendation for approval to the state. We're waiting for that. I was really hoping we'd have it today. They thought it's a very quick turnaround. So by your next meeting, hopefully you'll have the answer on that. And then to address some of the concerns that one that Councilmember Hansen had about ongoing maintenance. I went to the borough and both to the borough manager and to the director of Parks and Community Development, Eric Phillips. And now, granted, any agreement would have to be approved by the assembly, but both of them are supportive of the city in either outright transfer in accordance with the federal rules related to land and water, or a transfer by for operation and maintenance in the form of a memorandum of understanding. They're willing to take over the maintenance with just one condition, and that condition would be that, which we have that as a condition also, is that the land meets the requirements of a level 3 environmental, just to make sure that anything that was here from maybe years and years ago is just verified that it's clean, that we can work through that. So that is in your memorandum, along with my recommendation to you, kind of my parting shot, is that we have over 50% of the funding for this, and that it would be sad that we maybe lose the opportunity to protect our border there, that it not be developed industrial, and that the borough, it's another partnership with us in the borough to add to their park and to our exit or our entrance into the city. And we do have funds in capital, even if the other funding did not come in the capital budget line item that you haven't allocated yet this year, that could be used if for some reason the Wells Fargo does not come through, even though I believe that's going to come through. So that's what I've been working on for that. The other one and the city attorney.
Can I just ask you, what's the amount that with, if the funding comes through, as you've noted, what's the balance that's still left?
Should be zero.
Well, okay. But if we didn't get the federal?
No, we're going to get the federal. We've got, it's the Wells Fargo that I think is at risk. If we didn't get the Wells Fargo and we do get the Matsu Trails, which I think is pretty likely, we're looking at $70,000. To purchase the three parcels.
So how much is the amount that the federal funds are for?
$80,000, a little over $80,000.
$80,000, and the other amount is how much?
$10,000 if the trails gives us all of that.
All the total of the rest is $10,000?
No, that's how much the trails is.
Okay, so I guess what I'm trying to say, if we did not take the federal funds, what would be the balance that we would have to pay out of capital?
Oh, if you didn't take the federal funds? Well, that'd be 80 if you got the Wells Fargo and the trails, $80,000.
Okay.
That's if you didn't take the federal.
So how much was the Wells Fargo amount?
$80,000.
And how much? And so the trails is $10,000.
Yes.
So the total's $170,000.
Right. And that's in the letter to you. There's a chart.
I was looking for that.
I'm sorry. And I handed one right there, Mayor. So here.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't have a chance to read my mail.
You just put it out today. Really hoping for Wells Fargo. So those are the, like I mentioned, that the other items are that the city attorney and the airport superintendent will come back with the FAA. So we've been working with them, and their intent, they're now working on the federal register notice for the transfer of the property. And my last, so I have two, resignation's effective next Monday, but I'm traveling, so I'm here tomorrow and then Monday to clean up anything else. And we'll do all the transfers. It's not going to be a problem. It's a great selection to have Tom, because for budget and everything else, for continuity, I think that was wise.
Did we get confirmation back from the FAA that they received our response to their letter and we're going to move forward?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And we've just asked, it was a verbal to me from Gabriel Mons and three other staff members. This is Gabriel, who moved on to be the boss of this section, and we've asked him for it in writing. We sent a confirmation, say, please just confirm what you said to us. But they're already moving forward in getting the notice published, and that is the next step. And the whole process is about 90 days. I mean, it could be, it goes out, it's published in the Federal Register, there's a 30-day comment period in case when someone has a comment about it. Then it comes back and then they do the recognition of it. So, but we should meet well within this calendar year for the transfer. And they were very good in working with us. They, all the hard work that finance did at putting the material together paid off. In addition to the city attorney's comments about how we would present this.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We're working on the election, and it is moving along, and everything will go off without a hitch, I'm sure of it. Regarding the election, trying to get notice out, of course, to more people. This year, rather than a full brochure, I'm opting to do an election, what I'm calling flyer. It's actually a postcard, a 4x6 postcard that it'll direct. It'll have information, but also direct everyone back to our website. There is a Facebook page for the Matsu Valley clerks are maintaining called Valley Election Information, if you want to like that page. There's about 200 people, so this is good, but we want to get more on there, more information. The special meetings for September 8th and 9th, the candidates have been noticed, their executive session notice, and all reservations have been made for the candidates, and they'll be arriving as they're scheduled to arrive. I did send possible interview questions to all of you, so if you will please get back to me, that I'd appreciate that, then we can, the HR specialists and I can work on those questions. The background investigations are continuing on the five candidates, and we were assured they would be back by the 8th. They're not back yet, but we were assured they would be back by the 8th. The attorney's call dropped. I'm going to step out for a moment and hook him back up, but that's all I have unless there are any other questions.
Okay, thank you. For my report, I just want to let everyone know, and I think most people knew, I went down to Ketchikan for the mayor's conference. I spent two nights there, kind of one long day and a short day, mostly to hear about the economy of the state, which doesn't necessarily look good, and that's no surprise. Did have a chance to talk to, again, to Don Moore and have some further conversations about potential city manager candidates, so that was good. And I'd be happy to update anyone if they would like, you know, at another time. I came back a day early so I could attend the Job Corps graduation. Number of people, I'm trying to remember how many, about 57 people, I think, graduated. Senator Sullivan and Governor Walker were there. Did have a chance to visit with him. And also, we had Senator Murkowski in town, doing quite a few things this last week, and had some time. The Valley mayors did meet with her, and we talked about some of the ongoing issues within local government, which is always ongoing issues. But those were really the big things, and I'd be happy to elucidate any further, but anyway, that's mostly what I have on my mayor's report, and it was really hard being in Southeast during we were just one town away when the mudslides were happening there in Sitka, so it was our thoughts and prayers go out to our local government and city employees in Sitka. With that concludes my mayor's report and brings us to the attorney's report.
He's not on the line. I have to conference him in, which will make a lot of noise, and I can do that right this minute, but I didn't want to interrupt your remarks. It would cut you out. So
okay.
I'll be right back.
All right. And we'll just take at ease at the table while she gets the attorney on the line. You can come on in. We got a brief at ease while we're getting the attorney conference in.
Richard won even runners.
He doesn't.
Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Richard, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Hello, Mike. We'll come back to order just in time to ask you if you have anything to add for your city attorney's report.
No, nothing today, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gaddy. All right. That brings us to the audience participation. A time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council, up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you are representing a group. And I wanted to let everyone know that I did have something from some folks in the audience that's on your table from the Alaska State Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. So there's a letter for you. I think we have some people here that want to just address the council and had brought that letter in. So just for everyone's info, welcome. Please sign in and turn on your mic and state your name for the record.
Hi, I'm Noel Copperwood.
Press the button.
I'm Noel Copperwood. My brothers and I, as you know, own the property on the north and south side of the Mananuska River Bridge. The city manager has given you a memorandum report, and we have followed the grant process since we made a proposal in November of last year, but have had limited involvement. My understanding in talking recently with the city manager is that the $80,000 grant received probably would not be withdrawn for approximately 2 months. So my reason for appearing this evening would be to indicate that we would like to continue working with the staff, if Sandra Garland or whoever deals with these things, or the interim manager, to see whether we can have a successful conclusion this fall. We've never really advanced to the point of talking about the land, but if we could have somebody appointed by the council to deal more specifically with the issues, my brothers might be interested, for example, in selling just the northern parcel, which is only 5 acres and is adjacent to the borough park, which may be a matter of interest, but we've not really taken those matters up. In any event, my hope would be that with the $80,000 grant is not lost. It's a rare opportunity to deal with issues on this parkland that the public seems to enjoy using. Thank you very much. I could answer any questions if any of you have them. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, welcome. Sign in and
you bet. Good evening. My name is Rachel Greenberg, for the record, Deputy Director of MATSU Senior Services, and I'll sign in just a second. And I just wanted to let everybody know that as a follow-up from the last special meeting, our seniors did pass a motion, two motions, actually. One was to request the public purpose be removed from the property at 831 South Chugach, and the second was that we would agree, we would be willing to review any offer that comes forward on the property, knowing full well part of the agreement with the transfer is the city council actually has to approve any final decision on whether that property would be transferred. So as a follow-up, and we are looking forward, and I think I had a conversation with Jeanette about potentially being on the agenda in September 22nd, I believe. So we do hope that you guys consider. Thank you.
All right. And thank you. And anyone else who would like to come forward to address the council?
Council, Madam Mayor, my name is Richard Strachan, and I brought a proposal to the board 2 weeks ago in a special session. It was in regards to our company working with Salvation Army to purchase the senior center and renovating the senior center where the Salvation Army would relocate to that location. And we would look at purchasing the property next door here and tearing it down and putting in a new medical center. There was two questions that were asked of us during that meeting. One was our legal counsel was the assistant attorney general for the state of Alaska. Mr. Gaddy asked if I could get his opinion on this process, and he had found a letter that had already been sent to the city as regards to the grant, so that's answered. Secondly was Jeff Jefferson was asked for the Salvation Army if they would consider or ask the their top level if they would consider leaving that restriction onto the property, and their answer was no. So we have a potential of doing a great project here for our town, and it's up to the city council and a resolution, and we support the seniors in that process, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and council members. My name is David Germer, and I work for JL Properties. JL Properties is Alaska's largest real estate development and management company. We presently have developed and own about 2 million square feet of commercial Class A office space in Anchorage, 3,262 housing units out on J-Bear, and about 1,342 apartment units in Fairbanks. As you're aware from prior testimony of your last meeting, there are numerous benefits that accrue from the development of a medical clinic on the Salvation Army property, not only to the city, but to the Matsu Regional Hospital, to the Palmer Seniors, and to the Salvation Army. Critical, and as you've just heard from Richard, critical to the development of a medical clinic is gaining the council's consent to allow the transfer of the senior center property to the Salvation Army without restriction. We ask you this evening to consider a resolution, possibly at your next meeting on September 22nd, that would allow for such a transfer to occur. Thank you.
And you can go ahead and take that back to your seat. That's fine.
I'll to sign that here in just a moment. Madam Mayor and council members, I represent, I'm Rob Grogan, represent Matsu Regional Medical Center, and I just want to express our interest and our excitement about being involved in this project and developing a medical clinic here in the Palmer city limits. Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I follow the public process. If the public process is done appropriately, decision made by the governing body is more like in the public interest. Tonight I'll give you some updates of some of the questionable meetings I attended. Obviously, a good part of it was to see Wasilla, but the borough was up to no good at the Borough Planning Commission. All I can say is, the Borough Planning Commission is really going down and dealing with the public process. At their last meeting, there were a number of representatives of community councils at the meeting raising concern of how they were changing the rules to engage appropriately the public before they make a decision. Fortunately, one of the items they pushed off. But it's really sad to see that the borough really doesn't understand about public process. Engaging the public before a decision is made. The other item is at the Borough Assembly meeting, I made a note and I reminded the Assembly members there that before closing public hearing, one needs to ask members of the Assembly or the Council, is there any objection? The mayor there, who's the chair of the body, instead closed public hearing. I went up there and he was told a few times at previous meetings not to do it, and I said the following words, that the mayor usurped the power of the council, the assembly members. It's every member of this, the assembly has a vote there, decide whether they want to continue public hearing or not, and it shouldn't just gavel it down to close public hearing. And that's what needs to be done here too. But clearly it's not being done at the Borough Assembly. It's also not being done correctly last night at City Council in Wasilla. As soon as I used the words usurped, all of a sudden heads were between the mayor and the clerk. I'm referencing the borough. And I says, excuse me, I'm speaking, obviously. And then after I spoke, the mayor said, the clerk says, who's sitting right next to him, that he's not usurping the power of the council. Well, that is not the case. There are so many members of the council. You decide whether you want to continue public hearing. And it's obviously as an employee, when I say the needs of two public hearings, whatever, it creates a situation where it stops the situation. It creates a situation where the public, where your members, if you have any thought to continue public hearing, the chair is taking your power and saying, I don't want to hear it right now, and not even giving you a chance to say whether you want a continued public hearing or not. So just to close, when you gavel to close public hearing, check first if there's any objection to close public hearing. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone additional? So usually I would say, is anyone additional come forward to speak to the council? Pause. So if anyone would like to speak up, they're welcome to. And seeing no one additional come forward, audience participation is now closed. I would like to see brought back to the council on the 22nd of September with input from the attorney on how we can remove the public or remove the deed restriction and how that would look if it was written on for a resolution where we can do that if the attorney can. So the council can consider that on the 22nd of September. All right. Thank you.
Do you need support?
Councilor Holmes.
Do you need support on that? Because I'd be willing to support that.
Thank you. Since we bring it back and we'll vote on it at that time. So, thank you.
There's lots of media left.
Yeah. What if we might reverse it before we might reverse that before the end of the meeting. Actually, you know, folks, we do have some cake, and if we could take just let's take about a 10-15 minute break here and have some cake for our departing manager. We're back in session. And our next item is public hearings. Resolution number 15-001F, amending the 2015 City of Palmer budget for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2015, as noted in 15-042, public hearing number 1 of 1. Public hearing is now open. Anyone wishing to speak to resolution number 15-001F? Seeing no one come forward at this time, the public hearing is now closed. This is the first public hearing of two. The council may take action and make a motion now to adopt if so desired. Would we like to make a motion, or do we have discussion or request for staff report? All right.
Your Honor?
Councilman DeVries.
Thank you. I know this just has to do with revenue and expenses, I believe, right? But isn't this the year we have to pick up the PERS liability on our liability section of the balance sheet? And do we have that figure yet? If I can, know if Esther.
Excuse me, Ms. Green, if you'd like to come forward.
It's the sugar. I have not received anything.
I have not received anything from the state as of yet, but I am expecting to receive something. I have not had a chance to talk to our auditor, but I will be talking to her very soon.
I, as a councilperson, would just like to know as soon as you have something that would be passed on to the council, that so we would know, you know, what that's going to look like on our balance sheet when we finish up this year.
As soon as I receive something, I will send it to our acting city manager, and then it would be forwarded to our city clerk to be forwarded to all the council. I want to make sure that happens.
Thank you very much.
Anything else? We can make a motion, but we are not required to make a motion. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and we'll move on then.
I'm sorry, Mayor. Were you asking for a motion?
No. We don't have to make a motion until next time. Okay. We have another public hearing to come. So, I mean, we can, but there's no reason we have to. So, as far as I'm happy to just move on.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Do we have a motion to authorize AM, Action Memorandum 15-071, amending the TechMate IT contract for the purchases of computer software, Microsoft Office 365.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion or request for staff report? Madam Clerk, please call the roll for roll call.
I'd like a staff report.
Excuse
we have some
me.
Questions.
Excuse me. Our IT specialist would like a staff report, Ms. Carpenter.
Mayor, can I ask that our controller, Gina, come up and answer the questions as the chair of our IT committee?
With the chair of our IT committee. Gina Davis, please come down. Give us a report. Thank you very much.
I just had questions and looking at, I know Office 365 should save us money, but I'm wondering if there's going to be like an increase in bandwidth requirements that would also cost money as well.
Madam Mayor, member of the council, I would like to call up Scott Work. He is more familiar with this the bandwidth issue is in regards to Office 365 and how it might affect our system. We have recently put in place, just to talk about the bandwidth, we have recently put, with the help of Scott, put in, I guess, I don't want to say limitations, but we've corralled the streaming usage that was being used by city employees that weren't necessarily, not all of it was necessary for city work. And so with the help of Scott, we've really curtailed that down. And so we have much more bandwidth available to us because of addressing this issue. Anyways, to speak any further, I'd like to have Scott.
Okay. Mr. Work.
Yeah, we have taken some steps to reduce some of our bandwidth load, but with Office 365, it is possible we may need to bump it up. I'm aware of a couple of clients where we did actually do that. They're actually larger than this enterprise is. So I'm thinking we're probably pretty safe. The biggest hurdle will be migrating 100 gig of data out to the cloud. That's going to be the biggest chunk. That's not going to happen in a day, probably. Our bandwidth is about 10 and 2, and the ones that I'm aware of, they bumped to 18 and 2, so not a big increase, and that got them by fine with that. Our network happens to be split up twice, so really we've got a 10 and a 1 and a 10 and a 2 on each side, so half the clients are on one side and the other half on the other. So anyway, I'm anticipating possibly having to bump it up, but I think we're going to be able to manage as long as we, keep things under control.
That help? You may answer a question.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else while you're here, while we have the experts here? Any other questions? I guess not. Thank you. Will you please call the roll for all of them?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Here. Yes. Do we have a motion to authorize Action Memorandum 15-080 to extend the contract for audit services with BDO USA LLC for one additional year as specified in the request for proposals for the audit services and original contract approved by the City of Palmer City Council on September 24, 2013?
So moved.
Second. Made and seconded. Request for staff report or further discussion. Madam Clerk, please call the roll for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passed.
We have Action Memorandum 15-083 to authorize City Manager to purchase road salt from Bering Marine Corporation in the amount of $23,707.50 using the governmental and proprietary purchasing section of the Palmer Municipal Code 3.21. Do we have a motion to authorize?
So moved, Your Honor.
Second. Made and seconded. Madam Clerk.
Your Honor, I'm sorry.
Yeah, made and seconded discussion and request for staff.
Thank you, Your Honor. Because we had such a mild winter last year, and I was just thinking about what's going to happen this year. Do we actually purchase this and have this in stock, or is it just sort of like an on-call basis? So I guess I need staff report from
Mr. Manager. Would you like to answer that, or?
Mayor and Council, can I ask our expert on salt, Mr. Healy, to come forward and answer the question, Council?
And I will ask Mr. Healy to come forward and answer that question for us. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, members of Council, I'm not sure I'm the total expert on salt, but it is an essential item. What we do is we buy it and mix it with the sand. So it's not the sort of thing we, get it delivered when we need it through the winter. We make a purchase, we mix up the sand pile, and then it's available all winter. In terms of the question, kind of dealt with warmer winters. This last winter was much warmer than usual, and our budget primarily in contractual services, I believe, and not having to rent a lot of trucks to haul the snow off. We saw a real reduction there. And in a little bit off the point, but looking towards the next year's budget, we're we're reducing fuel costs a little bit, reducing some of the contract service, sort of anticipating another warm winter, but we're not reducing it a lot because you never know. But,
thank you.
Anything else? All right, very good. Any further questions, discussion? I believe that might be the first time we ever had a salt question. Thank you. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Action Memorandum 15-084, authorize city manager to negotiate and execute a contract with Coastal Painting for the Palmer Maintenance Upgrade Project in the amount of $221,166. Do we have a motion to authorize?
So moved.
Second.
Made and seconded. Request for staff report or discussion? Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll for roll call vote?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeRees?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next item is Action Memorandum 15-086, authorized city manager to execute change order number 3 with Dirt Works Inc. for the shared area water and street improvements phase 3 project in the amount of $70,710.22. Do we have a motion to authorize?
Second.
Made and seconded. Request for staff report or discussion?
Your Honor?
Councilmember Reese.
Thank you. I see on page 61 where it talks about that these items were budgeted, but since this is, a change order, is there adequate in both of those, or are we going to have to do a budget? There is adequate. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Anyone else would like to discuss? Madam Clerk, please call the roll for roll call vote.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I just made thought about something that was discussed earlier today after I saw the audit contract extension. We have a contract that's, I think, with the attorney that it runs out on the first of this year. So just so we don't have an same thing that happened last year where I think we ended up having the contract run out and we were a few weeks after that before we got it on the agenda. Can we get that make sure we get that on an agenda between, now and the end of the year so we don't have that run out first? I guess it would be find out if there's an extension available or how that needs to be added. Thank you. All right, unfinished business, city manager recruitment process. Madam Clerk, do you want to just give a little update on where things are?
The letters to each candidate have been sent out explaining the process, and also their executive session notice was given. The HR specialist, Alice Williams, has booked all of their reservations, the flights, the hotels, and everything. There will be a meet and greet on the 9th from 4 to 6 at the depot. And so that is in process, and then we're ready. We'll have to go over the interview questions. So if you'll get back to me about the questions that I sent you, that would be great.
All right. And they're here, all here until
the
day after?
They're here till the morning of the 10th. Most of them leave the morning of the 10th.
So if we, for some reason, wanted to call a couple people back and set them aside, have a final interview and make a final selection, we'd have an opportunity to do that. Or we could.
We could. I will look at the agenda to make sure that we're all good with that. They have been noticed that they will be the subject of the executive session each night, so they've been noticed of that.
Okay. Anything else on
that? Yeah, the questions. So did you guys confer with the...
Yes.
Okay. So the number of questions you had were 15.
Correct.
And you're looking to par that down in half, I hope.
Correct. That was the council's desire. So
good.
You will email, and I'll keep the list of, you know, your important questions, 2-7 or however you want to do it, and then I'll see how they all go together. And there will be an opportunity to discuss the questions on the 8th before the interviews. Mm-hmm. So there will be that opportunity.
I agree with Councilman Hansen. I do not, for one, want to ask each one of those people 15 questions.
You don't think you...
I get tired of it, and I'm sure they do, too. They can tell in our eyes and our voice. I'm sure it is. Oh, no, here we go again. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Madam Mayor.
Councilor Gold.
How the meet and greet, how is that going to be advertised so that we make sure that the community... Because there are, I've had some individuals within the community asking me about that, and there are people that are interested in coming, and I think that's very useful. I mean, obviously we're doing it for that reason, but I want to make sure that we get the word out in several different ways, and because what I've told folks is that if they want to come, and then they can certainly contact any council member, the mayor or any council member, with their impressions or whatever, that kind of information could become very important. So
it is on our website. I've had it on Facebook, and I will continue to do that. It will be in the paper as we get a little bit closer, but it is on those two electronic, and it'll go in the paper as well.
I would like to suggest that you make sure the information gets to the director of the Chamber of Commerce. As a member of the Chamber of Commerce, he will do a blast email type thing that goes out to every single, member of the Chamber. And, again, that's just another, I mean, it's free. It's another great way to get information out in the community.
Okay. All right. Anything else on the city manager? Recruitment process. All right. We're moving on then to new business. City of Palmer financial report. And I believe that would be Director Green. This would be your up.
Mayor and Council. I seem to have sat in the seat a lot tonight. I guess I've made up for all the other times that I sit in the back and slept. But, no, I'm joking. All of you have been given the July financial statement. It has been in your box for a few days. I just want to address some of the things in that financial report. First of all, I want to talk about the general fund. That's usually what we're mostly interested in. Property tax and sales tax are approximately 67% of the general fund budget. The property tax, we usually collect the largest portion of the property tax in the second half of the year. The borough has notified me that because of the senior and disabled vet and the optional exemption, we are going to lose a little bit more this next year, about a little over $20,000. Sales tax is behind just a little bit. If we take out now, and I think I have said before, in June 2014, we received a large sum of and on one of our vendors, or one of our customers. If you take that out, we are still down just slightly, about $15,000. This is Fair Week, and also this is the end of the month. And in this past few days, it is a steady stream of people coming in to get business license, to pay their old sales tax. Gina and Jackie have been going out to the fair, and then they are calling back to Jennifer, which is our new sales tax clerk, and with the help of the entire staff, we've actually had to encompass everyone to get the business license out. And I want to show you something. I can't give you a copy of it because it has names. But this year we did something different than we've never done before. We color-coded. We have a list of every vendor at the state fair. And as Gina and Jackie go out, they go to various sections. And for the first time, we have a good handle on our vendors out at the state fair. The last report, and that was sometime right after lunch, but it's not accurate because since then there has been a steady stream. But we have almost 500 state fair vendors, and only roughly 70 still have not got business license and have a past due amount. As I said, we are getting a lot of vendors coming in. Some of them haven't gotten here yet, but as I said, Gina and Jackie are hitting the state fair this week, and then Gina and I will be going next week. I've never been to the state fair in the time that I have returned to Alaska. I have not had the opportunity, so this is my time to go see how things are going out there. Special assessments.
I was just going to say it's kind of almost a requirement of working at the City of Palmer.
This is true, and this year I have decided I'm going to pick up the banner and I'm going to help carry it this next week. Special assessments, there has been a request about our special assessments. I have one of our staff people that's working on a report, and it will be forthcoming to you sometime next month. You will have a full report on where our special assessments stand. If you look at our financial statement overall, our revenue is down slightly, which that is kind of custom in the first 6 months of the year. But so is our expenditures. And so we have a budget amendment before you that at the next council meeting, if and when you pass it, the fund balance will be at 21.4%, which is much greater than the 16.67 that's the 2 months that recommended by GFOA. There were some unexpected expenses. One of is the sister city expenditure, and also the increase in the audit. The state trooper building had a flood, and it was not covered by our insurance because our insurance is a $10,000 deductible, and the repairs came in slightly under the $10,000. And, of course, the city manager search. And also, we have the unknown factor of the dispatch. Overall expenditures, you will see that we had a surplus in the first 7 months of a little over $307,000. We are showing a loss for the first 7 months in the airport, and most of that is our legal fees, which everybody understands that what's going on there. The golf course revenues are significantly up. Final payment on the general obligation bond was done, yes. Hallelujah. It was done in May of 2015. We are showing a loss. However, I believe it is because of the way we pay our contractor. We pay our contractor X amount of dollars every month. I think it goes back to January until that amount runs out. So I think by the end of the season, I think we will have a surplus. Let's see. Health insurance. I had a conversation with our broker this afternoon. Allison and I had a conversation. Right now, he is expecting our health insurance to be 15%, and that is exactly what I budgeted. He will not have the experience numbers until the end of September or the 1st of October, and this is something that we face every year, so it's nothing new. But as it stands right now, and he is going to check with other insurance companies and kind of see what the market is, but right now we're looking at 12 to 15%, and in the new budget in 2016, that's what I have budgeted. Next year, in looking ahead, right now we're working on the 2016 budget, and I will be getting with the acting city manager next week, and we will go forward, and we will start getting with the department heads. Everyone has been given numbers, and we've been given the information to them and asked them to have their budget input by September 4th. And then after that, we will start meeting with them, and we'll see what our budget looks like. I have a schedule that I am really trying to stay close to so that when it comes time to printing our proposed budget, Gina and I are not here till midnight the night before trying to get it done. So I see no reason why that there would be anything different. Everyone knows about Fred Meyer's. I'm anxiously waiting to find out when they're going to start their building. I have included an increase in sales tax this next year, but I have not discussed it with the acting city manager, and that's something that I need to do, but I think there will be some increase, but I will go over the revenue and all the expenditures and expenses with the acting city manager when that time comes. And I think that is all that I have to say. Is there any questions? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councilmember DeBrie.
This isn't a question for Esther, but is Mike still on the phone?
Mr. Gaddy?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I am.
Okay. My question to you, Mike, was when looking at the legal fees for the city of Palmer, do you have any kind of estimate of what might the rest of the year hold? Are there going to be some of the cases coming up where you're going to be spending a lot of time in that? Or do you have some kind of idea for us, please?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, excuse me, I'm a little bit hoarse, but sometimes it's difficult to estimate because it's variable, and sometimes there's uncertainty as to how the outcome of some of these things will evolve, and some of the issues that come up may not be anticipated. So it's difficult to determine. We do have some things for the rest of the year that are coming up. Some of them you know about, but for the most part, I think it's a lot of normal operational issues that come up from time to time, contracts, council issues, for example, the issues with the senior property, and those type of things. So while there are some litigation matters that are pending, for the most part, the majority of the work is your ongoing legal issues that come up just as a result of municipal activities. So I don't know that I can anticipate what the amount might be, but I'm hoping that it's reasonable and that we don't have any unanticipated issues that might arise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. Anything else anyone would like to discuss? All right. Thank you for the financial report, and that brings us to the record of items placed on table, Madam Clerk.
The letter from DCCED, memo from City Manager regarding Matt River property, Matsu Senior Services information.
This brings us to our final opportunity for audience participation. Time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes. 5 minutes if you are representing a group. Audience participation is now open. Seeing no one come forward, audience participation is now closed. That brings us to council member comments. Starting with council member Carrington.
No comment.
No comment, Your Honor.
Council member Combs.
Always makes me look like a, you know, I talk a lot. I would be remiss if I did not make mention of what a tremendous job that our Public Works Department and the general contractor, local guys, Dirtworks, have been doing on the Sherrod Water Project. In particular, it had been noted at a public meeting, a Chamber of Commerce meeting, about school openings, and the night before I had heard right here at the council that we had a commitment that Gulcana would be on time for school opening. So I ventured forth the opinion at that chamber meeting that it would be done. I was really happy this last week to be able to say at the Chamber of Commerce meeting that I was down there. I watched them work Thursday evening, Friday evening, and even on Saturday. And when our kids went to school at Swanson and Sherrod, all of the work had been done. The safety of our students had come first, and the commitment the City of Palmer had made had been met. And that was just great. Besides that, you know, my street's gotten a little easier to drive on, so, you know, what can I say? This past week, I had the honor of addressing the Chamber of Commerce briefly, kind of giving a recap of the Palmer Pride Day, and was able to, since the mayor was in Ketchikan, was able to kind of complete the awarding of some of the prizes or awards that had been noted for that day, and was well pleased to do so. Should make a note that this Saturday will be the State Fair Parade. Parades in Palmer always start at 11 a.m. People ask me what time. I've never seen one start any other time. 11 a.m. And I'd like to make a note that Governor Walker and his wife have agreed to, they will be in the first car. They are the Grand Marshal. They'll be the Grand Marshal for this year's State Fair Parade. I went to a meeting yesterday about the parade. It's going to be wonderful. We always do wonderful parades in Palmer. There's just no doubt about it. So there's no place else to be on Saturday morning. I hope to see all of you guys there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, and I was at the chamber meeting, and Councilwoman Combs did a very good job of presenting the awards as well as giving a wrap-up of Palmer Pride. As the mayor had mentioned, she was down at AML for in Ketchikan, so I attended as the alternate for the MAC committee. That's the Marijuana Advisory Committee for the borough. And one of the things they presented to us was an ordinance that they're going to start having a public hearing on September 17th, and it'll probably go on for a few more meetings, then for them to present that to the borough assembly. And so I have a copy of that, and if I can have the council's permission, I'd like to give it to the clerk and have her put it in with whatever packet that comes out next, even if it is the city manager's packet, but just so all the council people have a chance to look at it before the September 17th meeting, so if they have some input, they can give it to the mayor if she's going to be here for the meeting, or for me if I'm going to be there. There's only two issues that the borough really can deal with on the marijuana issue right now, and that's one is the land conditional use. And so they address that as well as taxes, like sales tax, property tax, things like that. And
I don't know exactly what has been decided, but what they brought up at the meeting, that the city of Fairbanks was going to do a sales tax on the commercialization of marijuana, and it was 5%, and it's my understanding the city of Fairbanks now doesn't have any sales tax. And then the borough was going to add another 3% on top of that, so it was going to be 8%. And in the pack information they gave us, there were places in Colorado where some of the counties and or towns were taxing it anywhere from 32 to 38%. So it was, you know, it was quite a bit that they were giving to us. But anyway, and that meeting is September 17th at 6 o'clock, and it'll be at the Borough Assembly. And they anticipate that they will, that'll be the first public hearing. They anticipate that they'll probably have two or three more of those. And the only other discussion we had on it was if they did do a sales tax in the borough, if they could designate funds, that would be designated, and they're supposed to. I told them I thought that they probably couldn't designate funds because I don't think they tried to do that with the last sales tax they had on the agenda, or on the ballot, and it didn't, you know, they were not able to do it. But anyway, the attorney's supposed to give them a definition and a report on that, so that will probably be also when they have the public hearing. And I guess I would agree that what, like Noel Copperwood said tonight, is I think we need to get something in writing with the Copperwoods regarding that land. I mean, we sort of just have a gentleman's handshake, I guess, on it now regarding, because they would be free, and I don't think they're going to do this, but they would be free right now to sell it to whoever. And so I think we should do something regarding getting that tied up, an option depending on the grants coming in. And also back to the marijuana committee, Lance served on it with me, and they asked him a few law enforcement questions, and as the borough doesn't have, you know, police powers, so, but anyway, he answered very, very well, and he represented the city very, very well. And final, I would just like to thank you, Joe, for your time being here. I've enjoyed working with you, and I wish you the very best in wherever the Lord takes you next.
Likewise, you know, I want to thank you for your service and your commitment to the city of Palmer. And you know, I think you had the greatest of intentions for the city of Palmer. And I wish you well with whatever you have going. And just back to the construction project,
yep.
Uncle Canna, I wish that the borough had the same success with Arctic as the city did with Gulcana. But that's a different subject, probably.
Yeah. I, too, would like to echo the comments. Thank you, Mr. Hannon, as you move on, and appreciate your time here.
I was trying to remember exactly. I had a short conversation with Mr. Copperwood, and I think I agree completely with what you said. I want to make sure that we have this transition here, that, Joe, if you make sure that Sandy has, our community development director, has all your information that you've worked with them on. So maybe in the next few, he said his brothers ask him what's happening, and so he would like to be able to tell his brothers what's going on with the city of Palmer. So if we can get a meeting, you guys can have a meeting with him or whatever and let him know where we're at. And then I think we need to have a meeting, something on our future agenda to show to between now and the end of the year. I think we just, whether it's soon or later on in the budget, we just need to also have that update as well. So anyway, that's my my final comments and further business before the council. Oh, well, okay. That's why I always do them first.
except for this time, Mr. Best.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This week, Louisiana State lost a state trooper in an eerily similar situation to a tragedy that struck Palmer in 1999. And the trooper was investigating a vehicle that was disabled on the road, and he had phone calls on, and he was ambushed by the individual in the truck. And I just want to say that to the family of Stephen Vincent that I'd like to show Palmer support to that family.
I'll give support for that request.
Mm-hmm. James Rowland, his sacrifice for our city really came to a head this week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilor Best. Now, with no other comments and no further business before the council, the meeting is adjourned.